Proclamation number 703, dated the December 9th, 1938.
A heart state of peace dépend en spirituelle attitude.
The peace which one day shall make the people on earth very happy is still far out of sight. Too many demons are still interfering in world events and find too much cover behind people's spiritual attitude. Consequently, a turning point in earthly life will only become apparent when humanity's mentality turns more towards spiritual experience. The promises of the Lord will therefore only apply on earth when the earthly children's faith in Him comes alive in their hearts. Everything of a spiritual nature does not, in a manner of speaking, walk with the world but next to the world. Only one or the other can dominate a person entirely, and the world will lose to the same extent as faith wins. When the spirit tilts the balance in its favor, then peace will bring joy to the world and all earthly hardship will come to an end. Yet humanity's yearning is still far removed from this. Worldly desire keeps a firm hold on them. Sacrifices will always only be made for this, and almost all interests merely apply to temporal joys. The broad, passable path, which leads to the soul's downfall and into disaster, is preferred to the narrow path, which is indeed full of thorns, but it will lead to the goal with certainty, to eternal life in all splendor and glory. And as long as people's intentions and thoughts don't change, as long as their thinking does not become deeper and more internalized, world events cannot change either, because they shape them themselves through their will. For as long as their love purely concerns their bodily satisfaction, they will draw their strength for their endeavor from the materialistic spirit world, and this can only result in an increase of all secular cravings and never a decrease of the same. On the other hand, the strength for good will grow tremendously if people do not apply their love to themselves but to their fellow human beings and therefore to the all-retaining Creator again. Any support which now flows to people is beneficial spiritual strength, which will always result in the desire for the spirit and an assured spiritualization of human thinking. Hence people themselves will reshape world events and are therefore the bearers of the spirit of peace if they undermine their inclination towards the world and seek fulfillment in spiritual experience and perfection. Then a peaceful state will bring joy to the world, there will neither be discord nor envy among the nations. No one will try to curtail the other's wealth but always share with him, and a life of love among each other will help people to attain highest spiritual maturity. For the world is part of the dark power. Anyone who desires it also hands himself over to this power. Yet he who detests it will be seized by the blessed spiritual world and, continually receiving strength, can entrust himself to it. And so a state of peace will make those earthly children exceedingly happy who have utterly discarded their longing for the world and completely turned towards the spirit. Yet only the one who has recognized this can participate in the cooperation of bringing eternal peace to earth. Amen.